The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled in May that the Roland administration violated the constitutional rights of state employees in 2003 when it laid off 2,800 workers based on their union affiliation. The Second Circuit ordered a lower court to decide what to award the affected employees. Jepsen then appealed to the Supreme Court. Roland and his lawyers have said the case could have national implications because of the effect it would have on governors and local officials during future labor negotiations. Jepsen says he withdrew the appeal after a coalition of state employee unions requested the settlement talks, but he says he's preserving the right to refile the appeal.
The chances are small by general consensus that the Supreme Court would hear the case, but it's risky enough to have, I think, pulled the unions to seek a deal.
Jepsen says there have been no real settlement talks over the last decade. An attorney representing the union says the affected workers have been waiting for years, and it makes sense to see if a settlement can be reached to avoid more years of waiting. Dan Katz, WSHU News.